This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Happy Sabbath, church family. This is unexpected for me too. So we can be awkward together, but that's all right. Only have a few minutes with you. I want to use them spending time in the Word. So as we are here together, I'm going to invite you to picture yourself at the table. Now, if you're like me and you like food, that brings a lot of great memories. Just sitting at the table, you see the faces around you, you see the people around you, the smiles, the energy, the joy. Might be a celebratory event. And as you're there with family and friends, somebody at the table gets everybody's attention. Hey, everybody, I have something to announce. And that somebody shares in that moment when silence is hushed over the table, and they say, one of y'all did me wrong. I want to speak to you for the next few moments as we prepare for the ordinance of humility and communion under the topic that I've entitled, At the Table. Would you bow your heads with me as we pray? Heavenly Father, speak to us, dear Lord, from your word. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be looking at just three verses, Mark 14, verse 17, 18, and 19. The context of the verse is that the disciples are seated in the upper room. Jesus has just done it again. And as he has just done it again, I mean, he's done something miraculous, something that is impossible. In this case, he didn't do necessarily a miracle, but he predicted what there was no ability to predict. He told the disciples to go to a certain place and get a certain item and then come back. And he knew even the response of the individual because it wasn't their stuff. It was a donkey that they were supposed to get. And as they went to go get that donkey, Jesus told them, the owner will say, why are you taking my donkey? And he gave them the response before they even got there. Just as Jesus had told them it would happen, it happened. Everything exactly happened as he had predicted. And after that happened, he finds himself now up in the upper room, seated with the disciples. They're celebrating the Passover. Mealtime in the Middle Eastern context is supposed to be an intimate, familial, connecting moment. And in this moment, it was no different. Disciples have been hanging with Jesus for 3.5 years. They're more than just friends. They are family now. And Jesus drops the bombshell on them there as they are seated at the table, one with another, that one of you will betray me. I can, as I look at the text and I examine what is being said here and the responses of the individuals, the response is really just singular. But I believe there's two different responses in this moment. The first is the one we see in the text. The Bible says that as Jesus asks this question, he is then peppered with another question by the disciples. And the question is simply this: is it I? Is it I, Lord? And in my sanctified imagination, I can't help but think, they were not asking it as a rhetorical question. They were not asking it in such a way that they were trying to figure out, well, you know, how do I kindly identify to Jesus that, you know, I hear what he says, but it can't be me. It doesn't come across that way when Jesus asks the question and disciples respond, is it I? Instead, I get the impression that the disciples have a sincere concern as they ask Jesus the question. Is it I? I don't know, maybe in their mind as Jesus says the words, they remember something that happened a couple days ago. Maybe they remember a conversation where they got a little too heated and they wonder, is Jesus responding to that moment? They're thinking about their own behaviors. They are reflecting on their own actions and they're checking to see, is it I? Could it be me, Lord? And so they're not asking just as a rhetorical question, just to get it past and move on. This is not a cordial response to Jesus. This is actually a question they're asking because they're trying to figure out whether Jesus, well, they and Jesus are still good. I said that there's two responses because that's the vast majority of disciples. The vast majority of disciples are taking this moment to reflect on who they are and how their relationship is in Jesus Christ. But I said there was a second. And the second response was one of indifference. The second response was one of dismissal. The second response was one of, I didn't even hear what he said. Because after Jesus is hit with all of these disciples asking him, is it I, Lord? He then kind of takes the worry out of the air and he says, look, you don't have to worry about figuring out if it's you. I'll tell you exactly who it is that is going to do it. The Bible identifies in other versions, in other texts, he identifies to them, it is the one who dips his bread with me. Now, there's something to be said about that, because when you have a friend, somebody who's more than just a friend, but family, identify to you that one of you betrayed me, your response is not, I mean, when I get stressed, I like to eat. Yes, so it might be that. But anyway, so I don't get the impression like Judas was doing that. We all know, it's not a spoiler. Most of y'all know, it was Judas. Okay. So Judas is in the room. He's already done his deed 2 days before he's at the table. What's done is done. He has been stressed. He has been concerned for 2 days now. And now at the table, he's kind of relaxing. And Jesus hits them with this bombshell. His intent, yes, is to encourage all the disciples to reflect on their relationship with him. But most importantly, he's directing it toward Judas. In hopes that he might have one last chance for him to turn around his behaviors. And instead, Judas takes the opportunity to eat. He is so oblivious to what is transpiring at the table, so oblivious to this important moment that is taking place, that instead of pausing a moment to prayerfully consider what Jesus just said, he takes up the bread without thought and starts dipping it so that he can get his next meal on. He doesn't even realize that he and Jesus' hands are dipping into the same cup together. Others who are on the table might have noticed and they're wondering what this means, but Judas most likely doesn't realize. He is at the table. This morning, I just wanted, as we're preparing to go into the communion, the ordinance of humility, I wanted to share with you that picture, that scenario, because every time we have communion service, we set the table again. We sit at the table, just like the disciples that day. And just like the disciples that day, there are two responses, if you're honest. You can look at what is being here and be kind of just glib about it. It is what it is. I'm just going to get my eat on and go home. Or you can hear the voice of Jesus saying, not with anger. He's not saying it trying to hurt you. But he says it to every single one of us so that we can have one more opportunity to think about our own lives, to reflect on our own relationship with him. He's here today, and he's asking the question. And you, the right response for today would be, is it I, Lord? May the Lord strengthen us to be honest with ourselves of where we are and where God actually wants us to be. And we allow the Holy Spirit to move us in that direction. We're going to be moving into the ordinance of humility. Ordinance of humility is a time where we follow the example of Jesus, where he washed his disciples' feet. And as he did so, they washed each other's feet as we call it, an ordinance of humility, to humble themselves, recognizing that none of us are deserving of what Christ did on the cross. Here at the Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, we divide up into different groups to engage in that time. The ladies will be repairing to the fellowship hall where they can be able to participate in that ordinance. The gentlemen will be in the cradle roll room just down the hallway over here. And then we also have an additional room that is for the families if you want to wash your spouse's feet. We have a place where you can be able to do that. That's going to be in the youth room, where you can be able to go there and participate there. If it is your choice to remain in here and not participate in the ordinance of humility, would you please keep a reverential atmosphere in here as music is played? And then we will return here to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus. Would you stand with me as we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, that you are still reaching out to us, dear Lord, in the midst of our busy lives. That even now, dear Lord, when the table is set and we are seated around it, dear Lord, celebrating about your goodness and your love to each and every one of us, even in that moment, you're still trying to help us get closer to you. Be with us now, dear Lord, as we dismiss from this time to enter into the ordinance of humility. May we truly be humbled, dear Lord, by your love. When we return in here, dear Lord, to partake of your body and blood, may you indeed, dear Lord, touch us again and remind us that the bread that we eat is your broken body, and that the wine that we drink is your spilled blood. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let all who agree, amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.